This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Listening to corporate earnings conference calls, usually the CEO, the chief financial officer as well, opening up the books for the quarter in question. Those calls are never really entertaining, but they can often give you a hint of where a given business is looking for its next opportunities. Case in point, United Parcel Service, UPS, leadership of which noted in the company's earnings call last week that its returns business has grown 25% since 2020. It also announced that it's going to buy a reverse logistics company. Yes, a reverse logistics company called Happy Returns, terms not disclosed. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that one.
The way Happy Returns works is you bring whatever item it is you want to return to one of their drop-off locations. Say, a bathing suit, because show me the person who shops online who hasn't returned a bathing suit. You show them a QR code, and they'll take it.
The thing is, you don't have to worry about boxing it back up, putting a label on it. You kind of give them your bathing suit and go, here.
Kathy Robertson is the research manager for the Reverse Logistics Association. She used to work for UPS more than a decade ago. She points out the company already works in reverse logistics, and that by buying Happy Returns, UPS is getting its more than 10,000 drop-off locations, where they'll be able to pick up a bunch of packages.
Instead of having to go door to door to door to pick them up.
Which, she points out, is way more expensive. Also, Happy Returns drop-off locations are in existing retail stores, such as Staples, Best Buy, GameStop. And Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Lee Klaskow points out a UPS driver might be going there anyway.
So chances are the UPS driver might have been going to that store to drop off a package. And so if they're able to pick up stuff also, that's a benefit.
Klaskow says this acquisition also gives UPS a bigger chunk of the growing returns market. You might be thinking, isn't taking someone's returned bathing suit, no box, no label, kind of complicated? Maybe. But Klaskow says UPS can handle it. And he says retailers might even be willing to pay the company extra for boxing up the goods if it means they get the items back sooner.
They're getting the value of getting it back into their inventory, being able to resell it quicker, or do whatever they want to do.
UPS, in its earnings call last week, noted that an estimated 20 to 30% of all online orders are now returned. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.